In many ways, the odds have really been stacked against us when it comes to standing out when we prospect. The level of noise and distraction has never been higher. In fact, if we start with emails, the amount that are sent and received each and every day is now at about 121 per day. And that's actually up from a few years ago, about 5 years ago. The same company did the study, and it was an organization called Radicati Group. And back a few years ago, it was like 110 a day. So it's absolutely trending upwards. But now there's more than that. Let's talk about some other things too. Text messages. According to a study that was done by Experian Marketing, text messages on a daily basis, I'm going to give you a breakdown by age group. And I'm going to start at age 25, because that's about the age that many people, you know, they're done with college, they're getting into the workforce, but ages 25 through 34 are sending and receiving an average of 75 text messages a day. Ages 35 to 44 are sending and receiving an average of 52 text messages a day. Ages 45 to 54, right where you're, like yours truly falls into, by the way, it's about 33 a day. And then finally, ages 55 and up, it's about 16 a day. So now let's continue on, because there's more to it. McKinsey Global has found that the average person is spending about 13 hours a week just on their email. Think about that. I mean, it's pretty massive. That's a big chunk of your week. Also, the average person is facing an average of 7 interruptions an hour. And this is according to an article that someone by the name of Wendy Cole did in Time magazine. And basically, the average person is losing about 2.1 hours each and every day just to interruptions. And again, just so you know, I'm not pulling these out of, you know, like out of the air and just making things up just to sound interesting today on the podcast. I want to let you know, this is from an organization, a New York City research firm by the name of Basics. Now, the average person is exposed to over 3,000 plus advertising messages a day, and that's according to Fast Company magazine. The average person checks their phone. This one hit near and dear to me. I mean, oh my gosh. The average person checks their phone every 10 minutes and about 80 times per day. We know that millennials are higher. It's closer to about 150 times a day. And they even have a special category for me, which is 7 billion with a B times a day. In fact, I never stop looking at my phone. I'm really bad. And when they start like a support group, I'm going. I need a 12-step to like detach from my smartphone. Now, oh, and by the way, that the study in terms of, you know, how many times a day the average person checks their phone, and we said every 10 minutes, 80 times a day, a study that was put out by, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, an organization by the name of Asurion. Now, we consume on a daily basis about 34 gigabytes of information and data and content each and every day, 34 gigabytes. And this is according to a study that was done by the University of California at San Diego. Now, I want to put that into a visual for you. It's about 100,000 words a day, and it's basically the equivalent of reading War and Peace once a week, or like every like 5 days or something like that. And, you know, I once heard something, and I can't cite a source for this, but I don't think anybody's going to disagree with me, that we now, in one day, are exposed to more information than the average person who was living in the 17th century. I mean, this is just how crazy it's getting. Now, in the words of the immortal Austin Powers, who once said, well, whoop-de-doo, Basil, what does it all mean? Well, it means that it's way too easy for us to be disregarded and deleted when we're contacting a potential client. So what is it that you and I can do to cut through the noise? See, that's what we're navigating. And it's basically the visual here is we have to navigate the rapids, right? So how can we navigate these rapids? How can we stand out? So there's a few things that I want you to think about. The first one is a problem-solving question that I've preached many times on this podcast, and it's a fill-in-the-blank, and it goes something like this. In what ways can I, and then you fill in the blank, and I'm going to help you fill in the blank in a second. In what ways can I? So if we're looking at ways that we can stand out and get noticed and become top of mind, well, and make it a little bit easier when we're prospecting, because I think that's half the battle, people knowing who the hell we are and them like remembering us, right, as we court them. Because that's what happens unless you're really good. And every time you pick up a phone, you get the person right away and they buy right away. And if that's the case, I want to go and listen to your podcast because I haven't figured that trick out yet. But for the rest of us mere mortals, I think there are some things that we can think about in terms of this question. So let's do some fill in the blank stuff together. So what you can do is you could ask yourself the question, well, in what ways can I show up differently? In what ways can I show up differently? Now, you'll find as we go along and we tweak this question, sometimes just by modifying it, by just like a word or two, you can get a completely different result. And you have to remember, the brain is basically like the best computer you're ever going to come across. And what happens is just like a command into the computer, you change a few words, you're going to get a different result. Same thing with the brain. So the first question I said was, well, in what ways can I show up differently? But how about the next question? In what ways can I stand out? In what ways can I stand out? We can also get very specific to the different forms of outreach. So we could say something like, in what ways can I stand out with email? In what ways can I stand out by using creativity? In what ways can I stand out by using snail mail? In what ways can I stand out by maybe doing a drop-in or a drop-off? In what ways can I stand out on LinkedIn? In what ways can I stand out on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram? In what ways can I stand out in terms of approaching somebody with a referral or a warm intro? So those are some of the questions that you want to ask, but I also want you to think about how you hunt. And I want you to think about the fact that really most of us cling way too tightly to the phone and email. And the problem is when somebody like me comes along and says, hey, you know, there's a whole world out there beyond the cold call and beyond emailing, right away, like all the hardcore salespeople, all the like that Wolf of Wall Street type of people come in here pounding their chest and getting all kinds of shitty because they think that we're dissing the cold call. And the message that I've been trying to get through, and I will tell you, I've been blogging since 2008, and I can tell you that this message that I'm about to give you goes back to about 2008. I've been saying it consistently on my blog and on my podcast forever. And here's the thing. The cold call isn't dead. By all means, keep picking up the phone and calling. But I think it's really lonely and it's in need of like some companionship from other forms of outreach. So we need to be contacting people in multiple ways. And my theory is this. Yes, I am happy to pick up the phone. I do it quite often. Every single day, it's on my schedule so that like I stay sharp and like I keep those muscles going. Yes, every single day, I'm emailing people. Why? Because yeah, it works. And also because I want to keep those muscles sharp. When you don't use them, what happens? They get weak. But also, in addition to that, there are things that I'm doing as far as approaching people that might be through snail mail, that might be through LinkedIn, might be through some content. There's all different ways that I do it, and there's a lot of reasons for that. If the majority of the world is showing up on one platform, which is usually the phone, and in this case, two platforms, the phone and email, I'm going to show up there too. But if the pack is running in that direction, I want to look at all the things the pack might be passing. like snail mail. Like, nobody uses that, especially for an intro to a company. Something like video and embedding a video into an email. Nobody ever really does that where they send, and people, when I say nobody, I don't mean like not one person in sales, I mean so few people do it. And when so few people do something, it's a great opportunity for you and me to stand out. There's really not a lot of people using creativity in sales. And, you know, I really have a unique position here as, you know, the owner of Castain Training Systems. Not only do I get a chance to learn best practices and, you know, I've been a student of sales now for over 33 years, actually 34 years this summer, but I'm the target of a lot of people who are trying to do business with me. And I can tell you pretty much everybody sounds the same. Pretty much everybody's showing up, mostly with email. I don't really get as many calls as I used to, but they all sound the same. And there's nothing that I can really tell you that really has stood out. And I've owned my business now since 2011, so it's going on 7 years. And in that entire time, maybe one person has stood out and he used creativity. And by the way, he used creativity to get my attention, and he never followed up. He thought that that creative move was going to be so good that I was going to stop what I was doing and pick up the phone. And I'm not telling you this because, yeah, that Castain is a real prick, man. He doesn't, you know, he's not trying to hook up a fellow salesperson. I'm just telling you, like, all this noise I just talked about, I forgot about the person. And the only reason why I remembered the person is because 2 years after the fact, I was doing a course on how to stand out. And I was trying to think back on things that people have used to get my attention. And I was able to think of this person. And then I was like, oh my gosh, and the guy never followed up. There was no call after the creativity. There was no email. There was nothing after that. So what I want you to think about is really ways to answer that question that I gave you. In what ways can I? Play around with the variation of it. But then once you do that, I want you to understand a few things. First of all, again, the brain is this amazing thing that we take for granted. And when you consistently ask yourself, or you're asking your brain here for an answer, and you sit down with pen to paper and you do your best to answer it, but you obsess over getting answers to that. While you're off doing other things, the brain is running like a background program. While you're off meeting with a client, or you're in the car, or you're in the airport, you know, all in the sales meeting, especially like the boring ass sales meetings that like you're probably going to where you're having an outer body experience. Admit it. Come on, I've been in those meetings too, and they suck. Right? Well, when you think of something, all of a sudden your brain is like coming across things for you, or you come across something and you're like, oh my God, that would be perfect. Wow, why haven't I noticed that before? Well, because you never told your brain to focus on it. So by asking yourself these questions and staying very focused and almost obsessed with getting the answer, I really believe you're going to get some answers. But here's some other things you can do too. You also want to kick this around with your sales team. And I think this would be, especially if you are a leader of a sales team, right? A sales manager, VP of sales, a business owner. If you want a good topic for a sales meeting, I think this would be a hell of a lot more entertaining than reviewing numbers and telling people they got to get their shit together. It's year end and we're on the year end push. And I want everybody to get their goals together for next week so that we can be all excited about it for a week and go back to what we were doing like all along. So this might be a good topic for you guys to kick around and get the collective brain power of the team working for you. Unless, of course, you work with idiots, and I think you should avoid this altogether because that might not be good. But the other thing you can do is maybe crowdsource this over on a platform like LinkedIn, for example. You could put this question out there to your network or in some of the sales groups. In fact, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to see if somebody has the balls to do this, but I actually have a group over on LinkedIn called Sales Playbook. And we have 59,000, almost 60,000 members. And if somebody wants to put this message out over on my group, I'll even feature this question so you get a little exposure. And I will tell you that we have a great community over there, people who want to help. But get this message out there so that you can start hearing what other people are doing. And like I mentioned before, I've been at this for a while. I really and truly consider myself a humble student of sales. And when I put questions like this out there and I pick the brain of other aspiring sales rock stars, that's when I learn stuff. And that's when I get a different perspective. That's when somebody comes in and says, well, you know, I actually send emails like everybody else, but I do this one thing that really seems to get everybody's attention. Or you know what? I cold call like everybody else, but there's this one thing that I do in the first 8 seconds that really seems to get their attention. So that's what we're looking for here, to get those types of answers. Now, I've given you now the questions to ask. If you'd like to get some like answers from me, what I want to do is encourage you to come join us on December 14th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be doing a little webinar. You ready for this? 30 ways to get a buyer's attention. Like, how appropriate is that? And timely. Because again, it's noisy out there. How are we going to get their attention and stand out in a way where we're not doing anything that's gimmicky or getting like dickish with them and doing, I tricked you, now you got to pay attention. We don't want to do that stuff. We really want to position ourselves apart from the pack. If you guys would like to learn more about this webinar and all the cool things that we're going to be talking about, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/standout. yoursalesplaybook.com/standout, all lowercase letters. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Visit our brand spanking new website at www.yoursalesplaybook.com.